Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for these Easter stories, these resurrection accounts, that we can learn from them, be inspired by them, and get guidance and direction from them. Help this story to be applicable to our lives, and may all that we say and do be glorifying to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was good to be on vacation last week. We went, Marlou and I went to see her relatives in San Francisco, and so we drove up and drove back with her brother. On the way back, we stopped by Cambria, if you've been to Cambria, and we really liked that place. So we stayed overnight. In the morning, we went to a bakery, and her brother and I are just sitting there having coffee, and this lady sitting at a table next to us kind of was listening to what we're saying, and then all of a sudden, she breaks into our conversation. That's the exact bakery. Yeah, that's cool. So she is telling us how she was there to take care of her mother in her mother's house by Moonstone Beach, and then her mother passed away, and she ended up staying in the house, and she told us about herself, and we were telling about ourselves, and then pretty soon we're into this like deep conversation, and we could have kept going. You know, we could have just talked all day. Finally, she said, oh, sorry, but I have to go. I have another appointment, but we could have just kept drinking coffee and sharing. So in another instance, on the way up, we were at our favorite garden store, and we're looking around at all the succulents, and this married couple goes to the cashier and say, yeah, we're from Altadena, and what do we do about our succulents? And my wife goes, we're from Altadena too. Has this ever happened to you where you're in a strange place, you're far away from home, and you meet with these strangers, and you start connecting with them, and you find it just filling and joyful and happy and great? It's kind of cool to experience that, because then you feel like you regain trust in people and in humanity, because we hear about bad news all the time, or we hear about a tragedy or a crime, and we kind of get cold, but then we connect with people like this, and we regain a sense of confidence and trust in God's creation. And I'm wondering if this is what happened to the two men who were going to Emmaus. If they suddenly, when they saw this stranger, they suddenly connected with him, even though it was the Lord, they didn't know it was him. But we wonder, are these meetings that we have with people in these strange places, these strangers, when it's a good connection, did God plan for that? And if so, what is the purpose behind it? And we don't always know. But let's go over the story where these two men are going to Emmaus. One is named Cleopas, and the other one, he's not named. So we don't know how extensively they were with Jesus. Like, did they spend a lot of time with him? Were they up close with him? Or were they kind of fringe? Or were they far away? Or they just kind of heard about him and not really interacted with him? But it says in verse 21, we hope that he would redeem Israel. Now, they came to Jerusalem from... It could be they were from Emmaus. We don't know for sure. But they traveled because they had some expectations about this Jesus person or about this movement. They wanted to be part of this movement. They had these expectations, and they thought, okay, he's going to overthrow the government. He's going to take political power, and we can be part of that. We can make history, or we can witness it. And so they had that expectations, but then when their master was arrested and put on trial and killed, crucified, and put in a tomb, their expectations were destroyed. And now their adventure, if they had traveled all the way to be in this with all this energy and momentum, it was suddenly killed off. It's an abrupt end. And therefore, all of this hype, all of the energy is gone. So the implication of this passage is that they're going back home, right? So they're going back to their same old lives, kind of dull, dreary, mundane, ordinary, back to the ruts, back to the routines of their lives. It almost seems like nothing really happened. Jesus really didn't matter, didn't make a difference. Just by their statement, though, when they said to redeem Israel, they didn't really understand who Jesus was, because they thought, well, maybe just for Israel, and redeem is like political implication. So they didn't understand who he was. And so when it all came to a crashing end, they were lost. And everything was lost. So on the third day after Jesus had died, in fact, it was the resurrection day, they're leaving. They're getting out of Jerusalem. Now, the rumor is that Jesus said that he would rise 3 days later. And then there was also talk, they had heard, that some women went to the tomb and it was empty, and that they had seen angels and Jesus was alive. That was the talk. Now, as they are walking, and they are talking to this stranger, to Jesus, and of course he is reinforcing that, right, that he rose after 3 days. Wouldn't you want to stay there? Wouldn't you want to stick around? Wouldn't you want to kind of investigate to say, well, I've been hearing these rumors. Before jumping to a conclusion, wouldn't you want to have hope to say, maybe it is true? Why didn't they stay? Maybe they weren't that close to Jesus. Maybe they really didn't have the bond with Jesus. I guess they were kind of confused. Maybe they were just kind of fringe people. Maybe they were just groupies. Maybe they were just zealots. Because it didn't happen as they had expected and hoped, they just said, let's just bail right now. Let's just leave. So they're walking, and Jesus continues the conversation. And Jesus says, you folks lack faith, and you're slow in your heart to believe. And he starts talking theology, and he explains scripture and the sequence of it, how it's all related. But still, they keep walking. Now, they must have been fascinated. They must have been interested. They must have been stimulated by him. They must have enjoyed his company. But they kept going. They kept going towards Emmaus. In other words, they said to themselves, we're made up our minds. We're going back. We're going to keep to the course. They still don't know who he was, but they said, we like this guy, and so we don't want to leave him. We want to keep talking to him. We want to stay with him. We don't want to separate. Why don't you stay with us tonight? Because obviously they're enjoying his company. They found a new friend. They found this fellow traveler, companion, maybe this spiritual kindred stranger. So Jesus has a meal with them, breaks bread, blesses it, and instantly their eyes were opened, and they recognize him. And they said, weren't our hearts burning when we were walking with this guy, and the scripture was open to us? What was it that opened it for them? What was it that cracked open their consciousness? It has to do with hospitality. They had welcomed him. They had received his words. They let him become their companions, the stranger. They welcomed his words. And so in the process, Jesus extended hospitality back, breaking bread, sharing. They welcomed him to stay with them. It's in that give and take hospitality that their eyes are open. And they recognize the risen Lord. In verse 35, it says this: that hour they got up and they went back to Jerusalem. In other words, they changed their mind. They altered their steps. They changed their course. They decided not to go back to their old life. They decided not to return home and to the ruts and the routines, but to live differently, to continue the adventure that they had started originally, but now it had new meaning. It had new focus in the journey. The real risen Savior. Seeing Jesus resurrected changed the way they view the world. Seeing the resurrected Lord changed the way they saw themselves. And it was about going forward with that new identity and not going backward, to take new steps, to new directions. And so my question then to us, or what the scripture is saying to us is, what is your Emmaus and what is your Jerusalem? Emmaus represents the old part of your life, the past, the ordinary, the mundane. The Jerusalem represents the new, the future, the exciting, the extraordinary. Why would you want to go back to the old ways? Why would you want to return to the dull and ordinary and mundane when you can go with Jesus on this new, exciting adventure and view the world differently? Was it a chance meeting? I believe that God and the resurrected Lord planned it. As we meet strangers down the road, God is blessing us through them. And it's a sign to us. It's a sign that God cares. It's a sign that God is interested. It's a sign that God is doing something new in our lives. It's a sign that God is calling us to move forward and God is calling us to a new direction. It's this new infusion of energy, this injection of hope that God is giving us with new possibilities, and we can be excited about it. And so what are we to do? When we meet the stranger and when we connect to the stranger, let's continue to extend the hospitality and we will see Jesus. Our eyes will be opened up with new enthusiasm and zest for life. We saw the movie the other day, Frozen. I know you all probably getting tired of the song, but let it go. Right? Let it go. Let go of the fears and get unfrozen and let Jesus melt away those hard, cold feelings and to see what exciting adventure God has in store for us. We don't have to be a captive anymore because Christ is risen. Amen?